All right, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to tiptoe back in to the New York American Water fiasco? And it is part of a Spotlight Seminar on Long Island this morning. Now, once again, we try and make sense of something that is bizarre, something that has been certainly talked about on this program almost 2 years now, and here to once again discuss. George Plumber does a great job leading the way for citizens of concern in North Shore, and we welcome Mr. Pombarb in the program. George, how are you on this Monday?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on, Jason. I'm doing great.
It is a pleasure. I'll tell you this. When I read the latest of stories, I was shocked. You know, this whole thing with the monitor, else, this PA consulting, you know, it's all about conservation regarding this nonsense, the latest, when actuality, I'm thinking it's got to be about bills and rates and everything else. They're telling you about watering and season and whatnot, and we have completely been misinformed on this. I mean, George, give me your assessment regarding the latest from last week. I told the folks also about a bill you got. We'll go over that again.
Yes. Well, it's a distraction game. The company has now for the past year or so assigned a third president, a regional president, to the area. Obviously, the past two presidents, and that's been within the last 36 months, they've had three leaders. And their approach now is a distraction approach. They want to talk to you about how to conserve water, many, many different ways to distract the community from the bills, from the issue at hand, which is the bills that we're receiving. Of course, we knew that once April and May came, our $23 a month bill, which is already very high compared to what our neighbors pay, they're now gone significantly higher. My personal bill, as an example, and I'm just an average citizen in the area, it went from $23 a month to $235 a month. So tenfold has gone up.
That's all tough, George. George, one second. You know, I just want to reiterate what George found on his bill. Okay, folks, did you hear that? It was $23. I mean, now it's $235, you say? I mean, come on.
$235. I mean, many of the people in our community, it's like a mortgage payment for them every month. It's ludicrous. You know, there's only one answer to this, and we got to get rid of this company from our community. We really do have to do that. And we're enlisting politicians, our local politicians, to support us and give us a hand. Many of them are stepping up to the plate. Some are not, but we're encouraging most of them, and we're meeting with them to see where we're going to go. We have a feasibility study going on that we expect to have ready by the fall, and go from there and see what happens. But one thing's for sure: we're not giving up. We're going to be around until we get rid of this company.
George Plumbar, citizens of concern North Shore, listen, you can't give up. But, you know, you mentioned politicians. Now, I'll give you Senator Jim Gorin's in on it as far as trying to make a little headway here. I'll tell you, the biggest disgrace, at least in my opinion, has been by the failure of Chuck Levine. I'll tell you one thing, George. I can't figure Levine out and everything else. You know, the bills that passed in the Senate died in the Assembly. I mean, quite frankly, it's an absolute disgrace. This guy, as far as, you know, his districts are concerned, he has done not a darn thing about anything. You know, you get a little bit from Todd Kominsky here and there. You know, Gorin, okay, you know, we miss Carl Marcellino and all this. Of course, ousted by Jim Gorin. You know, Ed Robb, Mike Montesano, I mean, give me something, please. You have had very little impact as far as Albany's concerned. That's a disappointment.
That is completely correct. I'm glad you brought that up. Jim Gorin's been excellent to us so far. I mean, he's supported us. And, of course, Carl Marcellino gave us funding for the feasibility study. And, yeah, unfortunately, and, you know, we cannot say that this was a bipartisan issue or any political issue. One of the problems is that the bill that Jim Gorin just put up in Albany did not get the support from the Democrats either in the assembly. And that's so shame on Assemblyman Levine. I mean, he should have supported it. And we're just not getting the support that he should provide to the community. So we vote. We vote as well. And many of our constituents will be out there voting next time. So we will see where this goes.
Pombar is talking about the New York State Water Tax Equality Act, ladies and gentlemen, which was, by the way, passed unanimously in the Senate and died very quietly in the Assembly. I mean, you know, you talk about a bill that was sponsored by Kaminsky, Senator Kaminsky, intended to help solve the very real grievance of it all, and that is the large water bills paid by George and many for this New York American Water. And let me tell you something. When you look at the overall picture, 96% of New Yorkers getting their water from municipal nonprofit providers. But those on much of the south shore of the county of Nassau and some of the communities that George resides, George from, Glenhead, George, right?
Right.
I mean, Glenhead, Seacliff, served by Seacliff, all served by American Water. You can understand, you wonder, you scratch your head and wonder why this passed unanimously in the Senate and died in the Assembly, and that's where I get Levine and company to come into play here. I mean, come on. It's just an absolute disgrace. It really is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It should have been a slam dunk to pass it and give some relief. It wasn't a complete relief, but there was some relief to the community. We have people in our community that are paying over $1,000 a month for water, over $1,000. Hard to believe when I'm interviewed, the interviewers just don't believe me, and I have to actually show the bills, and they were amazed, and it's just ludicrous. We have to get into municipal water. We need public water in this area, and we need it quickly. We need it soon. By the way, this one mistake that you could call it a cynical mistake is that we should have bought American Water's stock 4 or 5 years ago when it was at $29. It is today at over $115 in the stock. And so there you go. They're making tons of money. In the meantime, municipalities and companies, local municipalities, they're not a non-for-profit. And their water bills are $8, $9 a month. It's just water. And it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Do want to play? We're talking with George Bumbar. He leads the way as far as a group, a concerned citizens, a group in North Shore, on the North Shore side of things in Nassau. You know, one thing, and I've said this before, George. You know, this Public Service Commission to me is an absolute joke. You know, we talked about the regulation by the PSC sets its rates. This company, this American Water, sets its rates, but the bills run into a lot of, you know, we know three times that of as much as far as the average Long Island is concerned. Nonprofit, we told you, most are governed by. This Public Service Commission, though, to me, and John Rhodes, they need to go. To me, they are a conflict to it all. This PA Consulting on everything else, listen, the Public Service Commission, to me, is involved in all of this nonsense, shouldn't be anywhere near of the monitor and choosing it. You can't have them involved. And to me, I've said this all along to a lot of folks, a lot of politicians over there. To me, the Public Service Commission is in cahoots. It's almost like they are a silent partner in it all regarding New York American Water, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. We've been complaining about this for the past 3 years. The Public Service Commission is not doing anything for us. They're supposed to be servicing the communities, and they're not. They're not at all. Whatever New York American Water Company puts up, they approve. They rubber stamp without checking, and just now they've requested about 2 months ago. They requested another 10% increase in rates to the Public Service Commission. They believe that they don't understand that we're aware of this. It was a major write-up on one of the local papers in Long Island, showing us that they're requesting another increase yet. And so they go on and on and on. Public Service Commission is just rubber stamping. We're not getting any support from them. Just last week, there was another write-up against the water company where they found that an independent oversight group determined that they just failed to communicate with the community last year when they had a rate increase. And everyone went into shock. And they just did the same thing. And Glenwood Landing, they're going to install now a water tank that's been up there for 35 years, and they need to replace it. A year and a half ago, we met with them. They told us that the cost would be $5 million for the water tank. We challenged that. Within a week, they told us, okay, we found a better way for $3.5 million. And it's just, you can't believe what they do. We met, we approved, we said, okay, let's go with the 3.5, and they now are ready to go, and they tell us the bill is going to be 6.2. Why? We don't know. We ask, and they say, we have proof that they've told us at 3.5. And so on. We now complain to the Public Service Commission. They opened up a ticket for an investigation. Quite frankly, I'm not expecting too much because we've become used to the Public Service Commission just rubber stamping whatever this company does. So it goes on and on and on. And now they're in a campaign to tell us how to conserve water. It's insulting. It's insulting that we in the community are being told how to conserve water. How about we reduce the rates? How about we make less money and less profit and stop being greedy? That's what we need. We get them out of here. That's what we need. We need public water.
Out of here. Get them out. This new president, I'll go over in a second. Yeah, George is referring to that tank. Originally, I think I have it in my head of $6.2 million or so, George. I mean, that's unbelievable. I mean, come on. I mean, you can't do it. And again, you have your Public Service Commission who didn't want to respond to a comment regarding when this stuff came out on this tank, this new water tank in Glenhead. I mean, it's unbelievable. And I'll say this, you know, this Linda DeMena, you know, who's another puppet, you know, a la Carmen Tieno, the former president of this NYAW. I mean, that's an absolute joke. Yes. When she comes out with a comment regarding the monitor. Oh, we're gonna analyze it all. I'm kind of paraphrasing here a little bit. We're going to analyze it all. Yes. We're going to take a critical look at our operations and customer service. Great. We're going to identify areas for improvement. Wonderful, Linda. So we can better serve our customers. Really, Linda, you can better serve your customers by dissolving already and have this governor wake up for a change and merge this district into Jericho, for crying out loud. That's how you get it going. That's how you get it going for a change.
That's absolutely
and somebody. Better wake up around here. The governor, the DA, the only one who made sense was Tom DiNapoli, who recognized there could be an issue here, your state comptroller. But for crying out loud, somebody has to wake up around here because I'll tell you, it's out of control.
We need Governor Cuomo's. You're 200% correct, Jason. And we need Governor Cuomo's office to support us. And so far, frankly, his office hasn't done anything for us at all. And I don't know what he's got against the North Shore, but we've been screaming and yelling for the past 3-4 years to get this company out of here. We need a municipality to step up and just take us over and provide service, and that's it. This company's service, by the way, is horrible as well, okay? And if you call their toll-free number, they're located outside of New York, never know what the hell you're talking about, and don't have any answers for you. And so, but that's just a minor part of the overall issue. Aside from ripping us off with huge charges, they're also providing terrible service. Terrible service.
And let's not forget the brown water, the green water, the purple water in Lynbrook and thereabouts. I mean, come on. It's just ongoing. It's a bad joke already, folks. It's a bad joke. George's bill, 23 to 235. Come on. I mean, that's just a bad joke, and something has to be done. I'll tell you, George,
absolutely.
Something has to be done.
And I expect this to continue the rest of the summer. All of our neighbors in the neighborhood, we got about 4,500 household in the community, and everyone's screaming. It's just we're being ripped off right and left. And it's been going on for 3-4 years. You would think our politicians would step up and cut the cord, and they haven't done it. They haven't done it. We are getting great support for Jim Gorin. We're talking to Joe Saladino at the town of Oyster Bay, and we believe that he's going to help us as well. So let's see. Let's see where we go from here. We know Mike Montesano well and Ed Ra. And we believe that they're going to step up to the plate. We hope they will. And so altogether, who knows? This could be the year that we get rid of this company. But we are definitely trying. And again, the feasibility study will be ready by the fall. And we'll use that to move forward.
Georgie, let's keep the fingers crossed. Let's hope somebody steps up to the plate. I haven't seen it at all. I want to see a little bit more from Ed Robb, maybe a little more from Montesano. Gorin, okay, I'm gonna say pretty good marks. He just came in. Marcelino did a lot. He's out. You know, enough is enough. Fail grades the assembly, the entire lot of them. Throw them all out for all I care. And you can, folks. You go to the polls come election time. And I always say term limits are in effect. Yeah. You don't have to elect the same dreck over and over again. If they are not doing the job, and that goes anyway. If they are not doing the job, you get them the hell out of office. I mean, that's how you get back at people. That's how you can get back at people.
Absolutely. Term limits are in effect. People that are not supporting their courses need to get the hell out. They need to get out and replaced by people that are active and can do stuff for the community.
Mr. Pombar, always a pleasure. Keep me in the loop.
Thank you, and we will keep you in the loop. Thanks for having me in.
Here you go, George Pombar, the Citizens of Concern, as far as the North Shore is concerned, as many, many thousands still getting ripped off. You know, it's amazing. I get the reports of DAs, both counties. They do a nice job regarding scams and everything. This is a scam. To me, this is a glorified Ponzi scheme, as far as I'm concerned. Okay? We talk about scams all the time, the elderly and everything else, IRS, police, gift cards, you know, one after the other every week. This is a glorified Ponzi scheme, okay? It's unbelievable. How do you get a bill? Think about it. You get a water bill for $23 and it goes to $235. How do you justify that? And you just want, I feel like a broken record. You want something. Give me something of substance from the top. You get nothing. That's what drives me crazy about this governor. He doesn't do a damn thing about Long Island. When it comes to this, his father was right there in 1985. He helped the folks, Great Neck and everything else, merge.